Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Zach Martin, editor of Regarding ID magazine. Today we're speaking with Patrick Hearn, Vice President of Government Identification Markets, North and Central America at Overthrow Technologies. Before we delve into the interview, first a word from our sponsor.
Picture a unique identity. Imagine that identity turning into one unique credential. Envision using that credential to enter facilities and log on to networks and applications. Diebold's Credential One solution mitigates the complexity and risks of managing multiple identities. Think one credential, multiple uses. Think Diebold Credential One. To learn more, visit www.credentialone.com.
Overthrow Technologies and others are working on a new smart card edge that can enable easier interoperability of smart card credentials. GICS, or the General ID Card Command Set, is a data scheme that takes different smart card program standards, such as Registered Traveler, Corporate Programs, and FIPS 201, and aims to create improved performance and interoperability with less middleware. The interoperability may provide a significant step forward in enabling the industry to have one single card edge. Patrick, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Zach. Happy to be here.
First off, Patrick, where did GICS come from?
Well, GICS has actually been evolutionary over the course of the past several years. When you actually go back to 2002, there's always been an effort, certainly within the United States, to come together and bring a common data command set of smart cards for the various programs. So, for example, the first government smart card interoperability specification was released, and that was very much of a industry and government partnership. As you start moving forward into things like GSCIS 2.1 and then even more recently, a couple of years ago, with publications within PIV of 800-73-1 was really the first attempt to get endpoint products that allow, interoperability amongst the market. The problem that we've had is that all of this has been extremely costly to vendors, et cetera. So the real first efforts came back in 2006, looking at how our experiences from PIV products could really bring together a group of all the experts, so folks from ourselves, from folks from Gemalto and other companies, would look at trying to get together this stable generic command card command set. And really the idea is that it would first piggyback on PIV that was developed. As over the course of 2007, there were some project proposals that were made that were improved. Draft specifications were done in 2008. And we're at to a stage now, most recently last month, where really the work at the B10 working group has been brought together really to develop what I would classify as sort of a multi-part ANSI standard. It's probably a good way to look at it.
Okay. So why is GICS necessary? It seems that, everything's moving towards a PIV sort of model. You got PIV-I out there. Why is this going to be... Basically, what can this enable that wasn't possible before? How is this going to help corporations, government? How is this going to make working with smart card credentials easier?
Well,
or is that not the purpose of it?
It's not to discount PIV. And certainly PIV as a data set will be fully able and fully interoperable underneath the GICS platform, just in the same way that Registered Traveler and TWIC, for example, Registered Traveler does not use PIV, and as well also trying to reach in the corporate market for basically a design specification that's still fully interoperable. So this is not moving away from PIV. It's simply trying to bring in all different data standards that have been done over the course of the past couple of years, which are in implementation today, and really focusing on creating a card command set as opposed to I build applet A, I build applet B, I build applet C. By having what I would say a standardized language, in the card command set, you allow yourself to be vastly more flexible in terms of how you build your data models. And the other part, which is also very helpful, is that it really reduces the time and effort that's taken by organizations to go through the certification process. And one of the challenges with every new applet set that's loaded onto a card is that you have to get FIPS 140-2 certification in PIV, you need to get FIPS 201-1 certification, and then get yourself on the approved products list. By using the GIX command set, those data models sit underneath GIX, and you have certification already done.
Okay. You guys announced, Oberthird Technologies announced back in April that you guys had a prototype mm-hmm. card ready. Can you tell me about that a little bit?
Well, it's the first mark out of the gate in terms of what we released to the industry. It's something we've done very closely working with Microsoft. At our side, the intent is to have it fully interoperable with version 7. And the intent behind it is that with that data model in place and the generic command set, you will essentially be able to remove the need for middleware applications when utilizing, an Oberthird card using GIX in concert with Windows 7. So it really takes out a significant piece of investment that has normally been the case for a lot of people who are trying to implement smart cards or utilize two-factor authentication in Windows.
Okay. I don't want to oversimplify the product or the command set. Basically, this is going to be something that sits on the card with the PIV, with the registered traveler, with something else that, enables everything to work together to be interoperable while also kind of easing the certification process.
That's precisely it.
Okay.
And it really makes it a lot easier for developers and others who are interested in implementing smart cards to develop new applications underneath the card edge that allows instant interoperability. So that's a major advantage in terms of what's available in the market. Really trying to broaden the ubiquity is the intent here.
So is there still going to, because I know that this was in the B10 group, the one of the standards bodies. Did it get approved? Did it get passed? I know there was a meeting in May about this.
There was a meeting in May, and right now they're continuing to work on the technical documentation. That's going to continue a little bit. We don't foresee at this stage major changes being made, and right now there is the continuing push on the part of the private sector to utilize this card edge as quickly as possible. And that's, from what we can tell, seems to be the direction of most of the private sector at this stage.
So, within the next year, next 12 months, if not sooner, we're going to be seeing cards out there using the GIX cart?
I think that's a fair assumption.
Okay. Great.
Well, I think what is really helpful to note is that aside from having the generic command set, I mean, it also is going to be fully supportive of all the respective cryptographic algorithms as well. So really adding to the security in terms of the card edge, I think, will be particularly useful. There's a whole bunch of use in terms of value of being able to parse out information within the data command set, which actually makes it a little bit easier to transmit information backwards and forwards between the card and the reader, and really trying to avoid, I would say, putting out too much information between card and reader, which is sometimes the case, which is a very useful piece in terms of adding to the security and the privacy of the application to the card.
Great. Well, Patrick, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. We've been speaking with Patrick Hearn with Oberthird Technologies. Thank you, Patrick.
Pleasure to take half the time. Thank you.